The Igigig Fishing District was closed for the day, and fishermen from a gillnet group were gathered outside a local tea hut to sit around, listen to, and play live music. Earlier that morning on the docks, tenders were delivering the sockeye catch to workers who process the fish in the fillets. These are the sounds of Igigig when the sockeye run is just getting underway.
I am thoroughly impressed that the fisheries has been managed as well as it has, and that there are people here that were here when I first came, and they were fathers and sons that fished here. And now, of course, the fathers have retired, and the sons have taken over, and their sons are fishing.
That's Lori Bonwell, the office manager at Alaska General Seafoods in Igigig. She has worked at AGS for 37 fishing seasons, and while she has seen the enduring sustainability of the Bristol Bay fisheries bring thousands of workers like her to the bay each year, she has also seen the year-round population of the city of Igigig diminish to less than 30 people. Bonwell says she does not expect the city will make a comeback.
Part of the reason that so many people left was because they got away from that subsistence life that they had actually grown up with. And I have friends, you know, that are my age, which is in the 60s. And so when they were kids, there were a lot of people here, you know, or quite a few people here. So there was a school and they had a little theater and they had things and they did a lot of community things.
But the school was closed 2 years ago when the population of children in Igigig dropped below 10, the minimum required for state-funded education. Soon afterwards, the only store left in town closed as well. The two main entities operating year-round in Igigig are the city government and the Igigig Tribal Council.
We're having trouble right now getting the full council together. The ones we have in there leave.
That's Ricky Alto, the second chief of the Igigig Tribal Council. His wife is Bunny Alto, tribal secretary and BBEDC liaison. She says when the store in Igigig closed, she began ordering food for the people in the village and now runs a store out of the Tribal Council building.
I started ordering the basics like bread, eggs, butter, milk, cereal, just things people could use. But by the time we get it in, it's wiped out pretty fast.
Paul Biskowski has lived in Igigig most of his life. He is a fisherman and an author. He says the fishery is the driving force sustaining what is left of the year-round population of Igigig, and adds the industry brings together the year-round residents and those who arrive each year for the fishing season.
Fishing is the key income for our village here in Igigig and Bristol Bay. Out of 52 years that I've been fishing here, we have some close friends, people that come in. And every year we look forward to meeting them. So that's a positive.
Igigig will have a new city administrator this winter when Don Strand retires after 10 years on the job. His replacement, Bill Yost, is moving his family of four to the village. The winter population of Igigig is expected to rise from last year with the addition of the Yost family. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.